Right, Alan Dolby from Radio Wave, down in Walton High Street at the moment at the Walton Christmas Fair with the Radio Wave gazebo, and you might be able to hear the music playing in the background or whatever as well. But I'm with one of the volunteers of the Young Enterprise Scheme, and what's your name, sir?
Kevin Williams.
Okay, and what's your position within Young Enterprise, and tell me a bit more about the organisation.
I've been involved with Young Enterprise for about 15, 16 years now, since I retired. And the company I worked for, Procter & Gamble, they always supported this kind of charity. And I was the chairman for 11 years. I'm now just helping organize events. But Young Enterprise has been a charity. It's been going for 50 years, or nearly 60 years now, and started actually in Surrey, and is now completely national, all over the UK. It's organized on a county basis, and I'm on the board for Surrey. And in Surrey, we recruit schools, and then the schools assemble teams of students, usually year 12, or lower six used to be called in my day, and somewhere between 10 and 15 of them will get together, and we'll give them an experienced business person as part of a program called the company program, so they can form their own company, they can raise capital by selling shares to mum and dad and Uncle Bob and Auntie May and grandma and granddad. They can raise £200-300, and then they start creating their own products. We organise trade fairs like we're here today at Walton, and we've got companies here from Salesian School in Chertsey, from where else are they from?
Claremont School, I think, isn't it?
Claremont, that's right, Claremont School. And there's another fair over in Camberley as we speak. So we've got about 16 schools involved this year.
Okay, and you say, how's Young Enterprise actually funded at all?
Young Enterprise is funded partly by the fees that we charge the school. So for each team the school submits, there is a Young Enterprise fee. But there's also corporate sponsorship from big companies like HSBC, GKN, Procter & Gamble, and so on. So we do get some corporate support as well.
So let's make sure the students are a bit more sort of business savvy to be able to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, as far as companies are concerned, it's in their own self-interest, really, because the way we sell it to companies is you're creating the people you're going to want to hire in 3 or 4 years' time, because they'll have got this business side, they'll understand what business is about, what the roles are in business, and you're going to want to hire them when they've finished college.
Yeah, there's some very bright students, got some very bright ideas as well. Yeah. They've sort of sorted themselves out into who's going to do what job as well. It's quite good.
Yeah, indeed. And we have, last year, for the first time in my 16, 17 years with Young Enterprise, we had a company that developed a product. And it was a product specifically for people working from home. It was a do not disturb illuminated sign, which they could switch on and off from their phone. And this product, they sold a lot of them, made a lot of money, but they won the Surrey competition, they won the regional competition in the UK, they won the national UK competition, and they went to the international competition in Serbia, and they came second.
Wow, that is fantastic, isn't it? It's such a simple idea, yeah. Something like that, isn't it? And to be able to put that all through into practice is good.
That's the beauty of the Young Enterprise, why that worked. As you said, it's a simple idea, and it really tapped into the need of the day. You know, so those kids will go far, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's quite a good idea, isn't it? I did like some of the ideas today on some of the stalls. Very good idea, and obviously they know they've got to get some money in to actually launch the product, whatever. Well, they come up with an idea, but that's only part of the story. Really. It's actually launching it and keeping it going, really, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, at this stage, they've only been going 2 or 3 months, so they're still in very much the cash raising fee. So they may have raised £200 or £300 from family and friends, but now they need to build that base. So they're while they're working on their actual product they're going to sell next year, they're making money now selling Christmas stuff and chocolates and things like that. Yeah,
and it's quite a good idea. They've all got sustainability on their minds as well, haven't they?
Oh yeah, well, they tell us how important sustainability is. We don't have to tell them. You know, this generation are very eco-conscious in a way that us older folks are less so.
Yeah, that's quite good. Right, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.